Good morning. 00 hours. Partly cloudy. 63 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 61 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 58 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 58 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 60 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 62 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 61 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 59 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Cloudy. 63 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 64 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 68 degrees.
This is KI7QMD Mobile. Is 19 down, or do I have my radio set wrong?
It ain't MGL. I believe it is. At least that's the last I heard.
Well, thank you for that reply. Yeah, I'm in Petoskey, and I got nothing. And I thought I heard it was down, but I didn't want to make the assumption. Because sometimes things get changed on my radio. So, KI7QMD, thank you, 73.
N8MJO, no problem.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Mostly cloudy. 72 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Mostly sunny. 73 degrees. Updated weather. Special weather statement.
WDHJVQ, Dusky.
Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Node 5, 8, 3, 4, 1, 0 disconnected. UHF hub connected to Flynn 600. Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Mostly cloudy. 72 degrees. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area.
N8KBB Mobile. The birds are pooping on everyone.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they decided to hit the tower top, and it's like, man, I need some M80s or something, a slingshot. Although I don't know if I could launch it that far.
Just hope they don't fly in front of one of the microwave dishes.
All these damn birds are trying to work here.
KF8S. Where working at where?
Near New Haven. I-94 and like 25 miles of New Haven Road exit.
Aha, well you can get into the N8SA repeater from there.
I could. So let me use this bathroom. That's why I'm out and about. I have to leave the job site. Go find a bathroom.
You're going to stop at a McDonald's or something. They're forced to clean them.
Yeah, I think there's one of those. I'm at 26 in Gratiot. So let's see what my... I'll see what my selections are. Look at that. McDonald's.
Well, hopefully it's a clean one. Back in the day, they had to clean them. I was on a road trip with my friend. He's like, I'm always stopping at McDonald's because they always clean their bathrooms. Like, okay.
I'm going on your recommendation. So if it's not clean, I'm going to blame you.
You can blame my friend from 1998. That was when we went. Pick yourself up. Some hamburgers and french fries and stuff while you're there, too.
Yeah, I'm not hungry, but I feel compelled to get something. Maybe I'll get a drink if nothing else. Anyhow, I'm here. I'm going to get inside and get to the bathroom. What the heck is this free candy van? Something like this.
Oh, there's a Meijer nearby, too. They might have bathrooms. I don't know, whatever. Enjoy. KF8S.
I'm here now. I'm committed. All right. Catch you in a bit. W. Well, it passed.
Good afternoon, 1500 hours. 69 degrees.
NHKTP.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 57 degrees.
WB8E monitoring. WB8E monitoring.
ABAPR.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 56 degrees.
That got ucky fast. NHKPP. How many was it?
Good evening. 1800 hours. Cloudy. 56 degrees.
NHKTP from W8FU. W8RCY, this is W8EAP. W8RCY, go ahead, sir. Donald, haven't talked to you in a few weeks. Just wondering how things are going. Obviously, you got your new call. So, just wondering what's going on. I'm just leaving work. Well, thanks for checking up on me. I mean, I'm alive, I'm breathing, you know, stuff like that. But, no, I really haven't been up to too much of anything. We just closed out on my mom's estate and probate and all that stuff about a month ago. And I'm just making, you know, plans of what I'm going to do for the remainder of this year and go into 2025 with a whole new different attitude. Still working on my health, things like that. I mean, overslept this morning. I missed my heart check appointment, but I'll just go next Tuesday. I usually go the first Tuesday of every month, but I turned 68. It was my birthday, and I overdid it, and you know, with very little or no sleep. Matter of fact, I went on a 90-minute nap before breakfast on Saturday morning with the guys, but I made it. But I was on pure adrenaline and caffeine. Roger on that. Well, I'm not that far behind you. There's been a few birthdays in September, so. Yep. Well, things are going good here. I'm still sitting up and taking nourishment. Yeah, I got to lay off the pop because I'm getting some bad headaches from it, so. That was one of the things my regular doctor told me to do, you know, and so on and so forth. Plus now, as of the 1st of September, they changed my schedule up a little bit. I used to go see both the chiropractor and a physical therapist on Mondays and Thursdays here on campus, and now it's just chiropractor on Monday and physical therapy on Thursday. So that got split up. And like I say, I see my cardiologist on the first Tuesday of every month, and I kind of like overslept that one, and the receptionist got a good laugh out of it and said, should I tell him that's the reason? I said, that's fine, you can tell him, but, you know, I celebrated my birthday, and, you know, it was just a never-ending battle, and I realized I can't do that anymore. I don't have the pace or stuff like I used to, but, you know, I sometimes have been known to burn the candle at both ends and in the middle, and sometimes you pay for it. And so, yeah, that's what happened. But it is what it is. But really, though, nothing much new. I'm just good, you know, I'm glad to hear from you and everything, and, you know, so on and so forth. I listen for you. I don't even know what time it is. Yeah, well, no, you're getting out a little late. You usually get out a little bit earlier than this.
Yep, I went into work. Well, I stayed a little bit longer today. I'm going to stay a little bit longer tomorrow. But, had a root canal, as they say in New York, a root canal today. So, came in a little bit later than normal. But, yep, it was actually a pretty bad one. The dentist doesn't have really good, it's like 50-50. This is going to work. I'm going to have to get the tooth extracted. Yeah, oh well.
Yeah, I had two of them done at once back in like 99 when I was working for American Honda Motor Company / Acura. And I had to take the morning off, and went in. I would normally start work at 7 in the morning, and I got to the dentist's office a half hour early before he opened up. He started at 8:30 to get this done for me, and did both of them. And I was back, I was at work just before 11 o'clock, and my boss looked at me and says, "You back already?" I said, "Yeah, I had two of them done. I'm fine." He goes, "You give you anything? You in any pain?" I said, "No, I'm perfectly fine." He just looked at me and goes, "I want your dentist's business card if you could go through that." I said, "No, it was a piece of cake." But that was in 1999, and about 3 years ago, I had to have those two extracted because they just broke down after the course of time. And I've got a couple of implants in there now. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know what everybody's getting all shook up about. You know, but I have one of those dentists that, you know, you want a beer before we start or after we're finished?
Roger. I've had two root canals from this dentist and never felt a thing during or after. Never had to take anything, zero pain. This one was a little bit different. It was a little bit more complicated. I had to go to a specialist. And this one is giving me a teeny bit of pain, but not even enough to take any pain pills or anything. It's just, I can just barely feel it. Barely. So, but yeah, he just doesn't know if it's gonna. I mean, it's a long story, but he says it. You know, if this doesn't get better in a month or two, then it may have to, you know, go to other options. And one of them is extraction. I said, I'll tell you right now, if this doesn't work, I'm going right to the extraction. I'm not doing step 2, 3, and 4. I'm just going right to step 5.
Pisses me off. My dentist is a high school classmate of mine, and I saw him this a couple Saturdays ago, and he was asking about him. I said, no, I ended up having him extracted because he's no longer my dentist because my insurance changed, and he doesn't take, you know, the plus 65 old fart senior Medicare insurance. So, but I said, it lasted. It lasted a good, you know, 20-plus years. That's good work, but they just finally, you know, were starting to break down and chip and fragment, and I had to have them extracted with the dentist that I have now. But, yeah, you know, if you got a dentist that knows what the heck they're doing, yeah, you know, you're quite fortunate to come out of it, you know, free. And like I said, I went back to work today and worked perfectly fine, and the 2 days after that before going into the weekend. So, yeah, it is what it is. But, yeah, that's about it, though, on this end and this side of town. I'm really not doing too much right now. I'm considering my options for the general, but I was going to start taking it like yesterday or today, and some other things I got to work out on, like I said, before now and the end of the year, so we'll see. But I'll probably get it just for the prestige and, you know, and it may, as some people would say, like I'm going to write another resume anytime soon.
Sure. Well, I got really good dental insurance. It's like pretty much everything is covered. I mean, I had a bridge and a crown and a bridge, a crown, and two root canals, and it didn't really, I mean, it'd pay $50, you know, deductible for the beginning of the year and pay zilcho, nothing. My sister had a root canal. She had to, I think she paid like $2,500. She was mad. She goes, I wish I had your insurance. But, yeah, lucked out. So hopefully I'll get all this teeth crap done before I'm 65, because they're going to force me off company insurance. So, got a couple more years.
WAWC, wife for identification. Yeah, but like with me, I mean, I retired at 56 on a disability, so my insurance changed sooner than I wanted it to, because I was planning on working until I was 62. But, you know, the punches as they roll or something, and, you know, but the dentist I have now is excellent. He's over here, he's about 2 miles, not even 2 miles from me. He's down on John R., just south of 11 Mile. So, you know, not that far for me to go to instead of all the way over to the east side in St. Clair Shores, where I'm from anyway. But, yeah, it is what it is. But, yeah, once you hit that number or you retire or you're forced to retire, yeah, your insurance changes quite a bit. And like I said, though, I mean, you remember me talking about my eye surgery. I mean, my entire out-of-pocket for all the work that was done on my eyes earlier this year was just $550. And that was, I had to pay the fee for the surgery center. That wasn't covered. It was in a separate place from the doctor's office.
No issues with my eyes, knock on wood. But you never know. I've been around long enough to know that there's no guarantees on anything. You know, it's just things can change drastically overnight. I've seen it in my own family and, you know, friends and friends' parents. And you never know. Anywho. So, what are you running, the Wuxin? You running the Wuxin right now, still?
Yep, copy that. KGUV9PX, SHTF radio. From Wuxon, Wux off, as Sean likes to call it. And it's the only radio I have right now that's talking 440 and 2 meters. So, yeah, it's a nice little workhorse. It's 8 watts, and you know, I haven't heard anybody say, you know, I don't have a strong signal with it at all. And I'm trying to get it unlocked, and I'm having problems doing that. I got the cable for it, and then when I put the software in my computer, it jacked up my computer. And it took me like a week to get my computer back to abnormality. That surface software just messed up my entire laptop. So I had to unplug, reset, and start all over. And I borrowed the cable from the person, and I returned it to them. Without, you know, doing it all over. So, but I'm in no hurry like everything else. It's, you know, it's baby steps and step by step. So on and so forth. And the same thing with my Motorola's. You know, Sean's busy and, you know, there's no rush to get things done. But I got this and it's working fine for now.
Roger on that, yep. Running my little mobile on low power with a small antenna, very small antenna, not my normal antenna, it's my highway antenna, or going through the woods antenna. Anyhow, I'm just about home over here in Shelby Township, so I'm just going to say catch you later. Just wanted to see how you're doing. Sounds like you're doing okay. And I'll give you a shout tomorrow around 6 o'clock or so, see if you're out there. Have a good one. W8RCY, W8EAP.
Copy that. Well, I truly appreciate you, you know, checking up on me and so on and so forth. I truly appreciate it because I know it's sincere. And, yeah, it's good hearing you on the radio. Don't work too hard. And, you know, if I catch you tomorrow, if not, fine. If, you know, we'll catch up with each other sometime during the week, but I'm usually on this one like every other day or something because I rotate radios out. Sometimes I'm just on GMRS, and sometimes I'm up on my GMR for Moto Turbo. But, yeah, you know, hey, give me a shot. I'll show up somewhere. Have a good evening. Enjoy. And do take care of yourself. W8RCY, we're clear.
Good evening, 1900 hours, mostly cloudy, 56 degrees.
KCKJO. NAKPP, NAKPP, KCKJO. Wally, the outfit tonight. KCKJO monitoring in Memphis on the Richmond repeater.
Good evening, 2000 hours. Mostly clear. 55 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Mostly clear. 51 degrees.
Hello, this is Juliet Quebec 3, Alpha Alpha Lima, JQ3, AAL, calling to a calling to K8FVI repeater. Any stations waiting for your contact and standing by, over. Hello, JQ3, AAL, calling TQ and standing by.
Good evening, 22 hours. Partly cloudy, 50 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Mostly cloudy, 49 degrees.